Welcome to SwampSwami.com, sports commentary and more. And today, at long last, fantasy football victory! According to an old Mark Knopfler guitar tune, sometimes you're the windshield and sometimes you're the bug. For the past month, though, my Yahoo Sports fantasy football team known as Swamp Gas certainly could identify with that song. After being squished with regularity as our team struggled to put up enough fantasy points on the board to win during our three-game losing streak, we finally became the windshield this week in a resounding 140-60 victory over the league's top-ranked team. Oh yes, you can clap now, but there's always next week. After failing to score more than 100 points in a single fantasy game over the last 6 weeks, my point drought for the Methane Marauders finally ended this week as the team moves to a 6-5 record.
Excellent.
Every starting player on our fantasy roster contributed at least 9 points this past week, with Drew Brees, our quarterback from the Saints, leading the way with 27 points, and LSU and Jacksonville wide receiver DJ Chark adding another 22 points last week. Way to go, guys. Now let's chat with our very happy management team and learn where we're going to go from here. It's time for the general manager comments. As the GM's responsibility is to assemble the talent for the team, it is quite gratifying to see that most of our starting players are now healthy and back in the lineup this week and performing well. Unfortunately, we do have some lingering concerns about the hamstring injury for starting wide receiver Adam Thielen of the Vikings. So we acquired Deebo Samuel of the San Francisco 49ers last week, put him in the lineup, and he immediately contributed 13 points as a replacement. Nice job, Deebo. Obviously, we are pleased with the results, and it's now important to win more games in order to get into the playoffs. So for this coming week, we will not have the availability of running back Austin Eckler of the Chargers due to his team's bye week. We now have, though, former LSU running back Darius Geis with the Redskins. He is healthy and ready to insert into our lineup if we choose to. We do not, at this point, plan to drop or add any players for the week. Time for Coach's Corner, and the coach is responsible for determining the starting lineup and who gets to play and who stays on the bench week to week. So it was great to celebrate a terrific week from the starters last weekend. Going forward this week, though, we need to hope that our key players remain healthy and that we will evaluate each player, the weekly opponent, and factor in the weather conditions expected for each fantasy game. This week, our Swamp Gas Methane Marauders will face the team called Cruisin' and Coke. Now, they beat us rather soundly in week 3, like 128-82. So we're hopeful that our team will rally to achieve another win this week and even the score with this longtime rival. And now, without further ado, it's time to introduce our starting lineup for Swamp Gas for week number 12 of the fantasy football season. Starting at quarterback from the New Orleans Saints, future Hall of Famer Drew Brees. And now our wide receivers. From LSU and the Cleveland Browns, it's Jarvis Landry. And at another wide receiver spot, also from LSU, it's DJ Chark of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Our third wide receiver, back and healthy again for the Green Bay Packers, it's Davante Adams. And now running backs this week for Swamp Gas. After scoring a touchdown last week, hallelujah! For the New York Jets, it's Le'Veon Bell. Also at running back this week, moving up into the starting running position due to the absence of Austin Eckler, it's Carlos Hyde of the Houston Texans. Tight end this week for Swamp Gas from the New Orleans Saints, it's Jared Cook, who scored a touchdown last week. Moving to our flex position, which would be the wide receiver or running back or tight end of our choice, we'll insert Deebo Samuel, the wide receiver for the San Francisco 49ers. At kicker this week, also from the Saints, it's Will Lutz. And finally, for Swamp Gas, our defensive specialist, the Buffalo Bills. Okay, guys, go out and get us a second win this week. Let's go, Swamp Gas!